A lot of challenges in healthcare nowadays. There's a lot of people who are focused on, you know, affordability, reliability, sustainability, quality of healthcare as well. Health insurance has become one of the largest and most difficult expenses facing employees and employers in Montana. I got some stats to back that up. You find employer-sponsored family health coverage averaging maybe $27,000 a year for coverage in 2025. That went up about 6%. How do you tackle this issue? Well, sometimes you got to get outside the box. There was a bill that was passed in Montana in 2023 that has helped folks in the public school system and their families think outside the box when it comes to health insurance. John Dorn is going to be with us here today as we talk about Bridged Health Alliance, a new trust that hopefully can be successful. You're working toward health outcomes. Better health outcomes means more affordable health. Let's just get right into this as well, and I'll have John Dorn talk about, because this goes back a little bit to 1999, actually, and there is a story behind this, but this is getting outside the box a little bit, so we'll find out what it is. This is Bridged Health Alliance. It's a new trust, as I mentioned, created by the legislature. John Dorn is the executive director, put on some miles since 2023 and getting this going. How are you, John?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Cody. I'm doing well today. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. I appreciate that. First, let's talk about what this is, and then let's go about how this came about. So Bridged Health Alliance, I kind of laid it out as basic, I think, as I know, but you're one of the guys behind all of this and putting it all together. Tell us more. What is Bridged Health Alliance?
Well, just as always, Tom, you hit the nail on the head. So we are a brand new nonprofit, publicly funded trust, and we're specifically for public schools. So we've been designed by and built for public schools exclusively. This effort really dates back to 1999, as you mentioned, when the legislature left out public schools from the opportunity to do permissive levies for health insurance the way that other public sectors can. So, for example, in Helena here where I live, the city of Helena, Lewis and Clark County can do permissive levies to help fund their health insurance, but the school district can't. And so since 1999, the public education community collectively battled at the Capitol to find some way to incentivize schools to come together for health insurance, because in health insurance, we know that size and scale matter. And in 2023, thanks to a bill sponsored by Representative David Beattie from Hamilton, passed almost unanimously in the legislature and signed by Governor Gianforte, we were able to bring this new initiative forward.
What's in it then? I mean, as you say, passed near unanimously, and you go back that long, and I chatted with John earlier today, and I was surprised to hear how long that is, but that's not unusual. There's some problems that take some time to fix, so good job in getting them all on board here. What brought them all on board?
You know, really what brought everybody on board was the leadership that this is a creative way to address the second biggest line item in every single school district budget, and that's health insurance. And it's not just throwing money at education. This really is a creative resolution to addressing those costs, because we know that health insurance, like many things, continues to rise every year. But largely by creating a model that is built by public schools and for public schools, you know, every dollar that we can save on healthcare costs through Bridged is a dollar that stays in education. It's funding classrooms, it's supporting staff, and it's strengthening the communities that we serve. So I really applaud the legislature, the governor, Superintendent Hedelin, for creatively addressing the second biggest line item in every budget.
What then? So you create this, it's nonprofit. How does it help?
Yeah, so much like the legislature typically operates, they created an incentive through House Bill 332, which is the bill that Beattie carried back in 2023. And with that, there is a appropriation of $40 million. But much like the legislature typically works, thankfully, in Montana, they didn't just say, hey, here's $40 million, good luck.
Yeah.
They actually put some thresholds in the bill that Bridged or any new trust at that time would have had to complete to qualify the trust and earn that $40 million. Those thresholds were, we needed to achieve signed commitments from at least 150 school districts in Montana, covering at least 12,000 employees in Montana. So let me put that in perspective real quick. So in Montana, there's approximately 415 school districts. And there's approximately, and this is kind of a moving target from year to year, but there's approximately 22,000 Montana public school employees across the state. The reason for the 150 districts is the legislature did not want this just to be a conglomeration of the big double A's. Mm. They really wanted this to work for schools of all sizes. And then for the 12,000 threshold, they knew that they didn't want it to just be a conglomeration of small schools, that, to really make a meaningful difference in driving down the costs long-term of health insurance for schools, that they also needed the large school districts to participate. So 150 districts, 12,000 employees, those were the marks that we needed to hit. After driving almost 75,000 miles across this great state in a very short time span after 2024, I'm happy to say that we actually have 243 districts covering more than 15,000 employees. And this is a really remarkable achievement. But I think it really underscores the significant need that schools have had for a model like this all along.
And kind of, I'm back up a little bit here too, because this this was a problem for our state in terms of how to get the most out of this money. We're spending this money anyway. It is a benefit for families, employees, and I think it's, you know, it's just a normal kind of process for a lot of employers is to provide health insurance. It happens to come, you know, out of the state coffers, so to speak, because these are state employees. So, you know, talk about turning this program around, and my gosh, go back to 1999 again. It must have taken some time to put the cogs in place here.
It really did. And this is a credit to a lot of the education associations that fought so hard for so long. I mean, the School Boards Association, the School Administrators of Montana, the MFPE, you know, those entities in particular led the charge. There were a number of different legislative sessions where this type of idea got really close to passing and for whatever reason just didn't make it through. So we were proud in 2023 that the bill did pass. And this, you know, think about the $40 million, right? And we were able to qualify that and earn that for public education. That is a historic investment and really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we were able to seize and put to work to, again, address a really big cost for public schools in a way that creates some predictability, creates some stability over time. And in our goals are very simple. It's to provide that stability and predictability for school districts, but more importantly, to put money back in school employees' pocket where it belongs.
John Dorn is with us, executive director of the new Bridged Health Alliance, again, created by that bill in 2023. So this then, it's not health insurance in and of itself. This is a trust, and then you go out and then negotiate for insurance rates?
Yes. Exactly. So we are a nonprofit trust, and we're a true nonprofit. And that's a big difference maker for public schools, because we have driven down or eliminated most of the typical profit margins and incentives that you see in the insurance market today in a way that delivers value right back to schools in the form of savings. So we're a trust. We actually are the stewards of that $40 million. And we have a board of directors that is all made up of public school employees across the state or representatives across the state. And then we contract with a third-party administrator, a pharmacy benefit manager, and a stop-loss company. And those are really the administrative components of any self-funded insurance plan, which we are. And we have found some terrific partners that believe in our mission, that have a like-minded approach when it comes to creative solutions in a very complex industry in health insurance and healthcare. And we're really proud of our partners as we've moved forward after our formal launch on July 1st. I can't believe it's already August 18th here, but it seems like a blur the last 2 years. At some moments, it seems about 20 minutes long, and other times it seems about 20 years long.
Yeah. If people need driving directions or route recommendations, John Dorn's the guy to go to right now.
75,000 miles. We put some miles around the state. Thankfully, and maybe most surprisingly, zero speeding tickets. Although I did see that elusive, I saw those elusive red and blue flashing Montana Hawks a few times coming at me, telling me to slow down. So thankfully, they didn't turn around.
I'm glad to hear that somebody else has that same problem. You know, driving all my life in Montana has led me into a lead foot. And so, yeah. So congratulations on that, too, John. I'll take a break here in a couple of minutes, but I want to set up the discussion here. When you went out and when you put on those 75,000 miles, you did that to go face to face with people. What did you learn?
We really took the approach. And when I say we, I mean, this was an extremely small team at the time. It was essentially me, our consultant, Judd Wagner, and one of our other consultants who became my very first employee and my associate director, Jacqueline Gomes. It really was the three of us, driven by the support of our interim board of directors. But we took the approach from day one that we needed to listen to schools. Schools knew best about what they needed. And the three of us have extensive experience in the health insurance industry, but we knew we had to create a model that worked for Montanans, because if we didn't, then we were going to lose this opportunity to once again seize that historic investment from the state of Montana.
But the folks in Billings don't have the same need as the folks in Bainville.
You're exactly right. And I use this example all the time. And Bainville is one of my favorite communities in Montana. I went there 3 days before Christmas a couple of years ago. It only took me 14 hours to get home to Helena here because of weather. But, right. You know, Bainville cannot afford to pay for health insurance the way that Billings can. And Billings, as our largest school district in the state, is accustomed to paying for health insurance differently than Bainville. And if we would have created this one-size-fits-all model, we knew that it would not have worked for half of the state, and it wouldn't have worked for schools, and therefore it would have made it very, very difficult to validate the trust and capitalize on that $40 million investment. So we actually created two tiers of participation. The first tier is the Prairie tier, and this is primarily for smaller schools. And in this tier, it's a form of self-funding. It's called level funding, where schools can earn up to 60% return on any surplus credits during good years.
Wow.
So in the current environment, and just use Bainville for example, if Bainville had a really good year of health, meaning they didn't need a lot of claims, all of those surpluses go 100% back to the insurance company. But we're here for public schools. And so we are giving 60% of that return or that surplus credit back to schools for the good years. We also created 15 different plan designs based on an extensive survey of the market to really straddle the benefit plans that schools are accustomed to having today. And then the Skyline tier is really only for the larger school districts that were previously self-funded. And in this tier, the Skyline tier, they get to maintain the autonomy for designing their own benefits. They maintain and pay for their own reserves, and they take advantage of the size and scale to drive down those fixed costs that I mentioned earlier, the third-party administrator, pharmacy, and stop-loss, which is kind of the umbrella protection against high-cost claims. So we really created a model that's unique to Montana. It's never been done like this in the state, and we're really excited about the opportunity that we present to schools to break that mold, and again, to achieve those goals of predictability, stability, and more money back in employees' pockets.
We're going to get into that. We come on back with a break here. Again, John Dorn with his executive director of Bridged Health Alliance, and you can find it Bridged, B-R-I-D-G-E-D, BridgedMT.org. As we try to solve our healthcare issues, an open discussion about a lot of these issues is vital for us here as well. We are talking about the overall cost of healthcare. How do we keep that cost down so it's manageable for people? I know there's emergency care out there. What do we have in place for those types of circumstances? So it's not only just healthcare, but also health finances, right? John Dorn is with us here as we talk. He's the executive director of Bridged Health Alliance, and again, it's BridgedMT, as in Montana, .org for more information here. A new trust that was created a couple of years ago by the legislature to give Montana public schools, the school districts really, more collectivity when it comes to choices and managing their health insurance. And John, I appreciate, you know, I'll go back a little bit too. John and I have known each other for some time. I pull you up on my phone and, you know, you've got history, a longtime executive with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then when this came about, saw a really out of the box opportunity, John, and I appreciate you getting on this here. And then now we've got a program, as you laid out. Let's talk about how it does try to do those two things: take care of health outcomes, but also try to keep things affordable.
Yeah, this is a really unique opportunity, honestly. And you know, for 12 years, I was in journalism, culminating as the executive editor at the Independent Record, the daily newspaper here in Helena. And then, as you mentioned, I spent 12 really good years at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana as an executive. But more importantly than any of those, I'm the son of a 30-year high school teacher. Mm. My dad taught social studies and Russian language, which he learned by spying on airplanes in the Air Force. So, of course, when it came time for me to take a foreign language, I took Spanish.
Oh.
It was already my dad and my baseball coach. I didn't need him to be my teacher as well. I do have a master's degree in education. My wife is a sixth grade social studies teacher at Helena Middle School here. And we know how important public education is. I mean, in my mind, it's the cornerstone of every community. So this has really been the personal and professional privilege of a lifetime, to be able to help stand up this new trust and to lead this new trust as we address a really significant issue for public schools, and that is health insurance costs.
And one thing to throw on here too is that health insurance health care costs don't come down unless we purpose it, you know, are purposeful about it. And I'm noticing two things, and maybe that's sweeping the country, or maybe just because I'm getting a little older, but I'm trying to take better care of myself. One, you know, there's rewards in that. Two, financially, I'm very concerned about the cost of healthcare. Are you seeing that? Does better healthcare outcomes really make this plan cook?
They absolutely do. And I think they make healthcare in general cook.
Yeah.
Because we know that the healthier the population is going to need less healthcare services in the long run, and less healthcare services leads to lower prices long term. But you're right on the mark, Tom. You know, one of the trends that we've seen, especially over the past 5 or so years, is that in general, and maybe even slower to adopt in Montana, but in general, healthcare consumers are starting to learn more about what it means to be a good shopper. And part of that is that healthcare costs are becoming more transparent than they ever have been, thanks to some federal and state legislation, and so it makes a difference. If you have an elective procedure, say you need a knee surgery or hip replacement, some of those common ailments as we get older, right? There are lots of different providers that you could choose, and the first indicator should always be quality. You always want to make sure that you're going to a high quality provider, but you can learn very quickly that there are vast cost differences between providers. And for a knee surgery, it can range anywhere from, $10,000-$15,000 all the way up to $25,000 or $40,000. And if the quality metrics are there, why wouldn't we want to take a lower cost healthcare procedure, maintaining high quality, of course, because that just leads to good outcomes and lower costs. And ultimately, I think that's the winning combination in the future. And it's certainly something that we are keeping at the forefront of our minds with Bridge Health Alliance as we seek to develop benefit structures, plan designs, hospital contracting that solely benefits public school employees.
Yeah, I like that. And I like to see more movement toward these groups, because I'm imagining that public school employees have different healthcare needs than somebody in construction, so to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to. They absolutely do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the unique thing about Bridge, is that we're solely focused on one industry. You know, we don't have any other industry that we're focused on taking care of. And so in public education, you have some employees that have been with a school district for 25, 30 years or more. And then you have the new staff members that are coming fresh out of college, and you have everybody in between. And so we really do see the continuum of healthcare needs in public education. But there, you know, there are very specific things that we see that we're trying to address. And you're right. You know, I think one of the things that we intend to do in the future, because keep in mind, this you know, Bridge Health Alliance was a big change for a lot of schools. And for a lot of schools, change can be very difficult. So we wanted to maintain as much consistency in year one as possible, while still being able to take advantage of the size and scale and some of our unique strategies. But in the future, Tom, we really see benefit design incentivizing our employees that are covered to make the right selections in terms of quality and cost. And that can be, you know, lower costs at the point of sale. It could be incentives, whether it's cash or travel, to try and find the high quality, lower cost services in Montana and across the nation.
And we might have to continue this because I got like a maybe 2.5 minutes here. Mental health. That's something that's now squarely on our plate. I think we're beginning to understand how it affects other types of health outcomes. How robust is the mental health? Are these mental health plans possible?
Well, Tom, you and I both know that, you know, Montana has the unfortunate designation of typically being one of the three states that has the highest percentage of suicide completion. And, you know, I can't commend Northern News Broadcasting enough for the positions you've taken in advocating for mental wellness across the state. Bridge feels the same. And this has been, you know, one of my personal, I think, points of pride over my career, is really trying to find better services, really trying to break some of the stigma that is associated with mental wellness. But Bridge is really trying to make sure that we address mental wellness in terms of breaking down the cost barriers. So in all of our tier one plans, and again, those are for the smaller school districts, we have a $5 copay for all in-person mental wellness visits, and that is unlimited. And we also have a very unique telemedicine program, knowing that Montana has a distinct shortage of mental wellness providers. So we have a telemedicine component that's a $0 copay for mental wellness services. And it's not like one of those dial-a-doc services, but once you establish a relationship on the mental wellness side, you keep that relationship. And again, it's a $0 benefit. So we really want to make sure that cost is not a barrier to receiving the care that you need. We know it's more difficult than ever to be in public education right now. So we just want to make sure we're doing everything possible to incentivize and steer people towards mental wellness care.
You know, and I'd like to roll over that one again, too, because a $5 copay can get somebody in the door, can it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the lower the cost of entry, the more likely someone is going to be to utilize that service. And that's really the intent with our low and no cost copays, is to get people in the door, because we know that the sooner you can address those types of issues, the more sustainable it can be for the future and the better life you're going to lead for yourself, your family, and your colleagues.
I'd like to hear the mental health component here of this new plan. It's actually a new alliance, a Bridge Health Alliance. It was created in 2023, solving a longtime problem that public school employees had and public school districts had in terms of kind of going out there alone on their own and trying to negotiate in a increasingly complicated world healthcare. Welcome back here from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana, friends in Plentywood. Thank you. You're welcome to join us here at 866-627-5483, KATQ hellos. And then also from Hamilton, David Beatty from the area representative back then, also listening on KLYQ 1240 AM. Want to throw that out there and thank you for being hometown radio listeners as well. John Dornigan with us, as he mentioned. We go back a little ways with Helena Independent and then the Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and haven't heard from him because the last couple of years he has been driving the state, talking to school districts and employees and getting face-to-face about these healthcare questions. And this is Bridged Health Alliance, a new trust. It's nonprofit. I really like a lot of things that we're trying to do here, John. And so thank you for doing that. And I'm going to give a shout out, because even going back a number of years, as we do as acquaintances, you've always had a concern and a care about mental health. And then, as you noted, the son of teachers, I think there are new challenges in the classroom nowadays, and mental health is one of them.
We see it every single day, and again, my wife is a sixth grade teacher here in Helena, and she and her colleagues see it every day. We see it across the state. It's a difficult time to be in public education, and there are a lot of new challenges. There are, very, very hardworking individuals, and there are a lot of societal challenges in the classroom, whether that's socioeconomics or otherwise. And so we just wanted to make sure that at Bridged Health Alliance, and in keeping in mind that our entire focus in Montana is public school employees, that we were doing everything we could to help support them, whether it's through benefit design, whether it's through driving down the cost that they pay for health insurance, or again, in the mental wellness space of breaking down those cost barriers and expanding access. It's important to support our teachers, to support our janitors, support our administrators. They're all extremely hardworking across this great state, and our kids are our future, and we need to supply our teachers and staff members with the best ability to educate our kids so we can have a strong future in Montana as well.
Yeah, that's well said. So the $5 copay program, I'm guessing it will get people in the door. You probably don't have information on that at this point because it's, just launched in July, and congratulations on that too. I know a lot of work went into it. What kind of feedback did you get from the public school employees about on that mental health focus?
It is a little too early to tell just on the level of claims. We're getting our first batches to come through and really digging into those. But you're right. The feedback from public school employees as we rolled this plan portion out was resounding in that we really, I think, struck a mark. And is this the end all be all of how Bridge can support our mental wellness across the state? No, it's not. But it's a great first start. And I think it really demonstrates to schools that we are listening and we are applying the feedback that they are giving us in a way that benefits those staff members.
So one of the things that this does is create a large pool to negotiate with. Talk about that. Talk about, can you negotiate your way out of what's kind of a fundamentally expensive healthcare system?
You know, we at Bridged, we are using our size and scale as bargaining power. And, if you take any of the larger AA school districts, the largest of which is Billings that has approximately 2,000 employees, They bring a pretty sizable amount of bargaining power to the table, just given their size in that community. But Bridge is a statewide entity with more than 15,000 employees. And so we can really collectively, with schools coming together in solidarity here, we can really maximize the opportunity to drive down the cost of health insurance. And we've done that in a few ways. And I mentioned earlier, Tom, our goals at Bridge are simple. It's to provide stability and predictability for school districts and to put money back into school employees' pockets where it belongs. And those can, those can sure seem like empty promises, but we are achieving that in several ways. Number one, we are a true nonprofit, and we have driven down or eliminated a lot of the typical profit margins you see in health insurance plans today. We have one sole purpose, and that's public education, which means that we can do everything in our power to support them. We have significantly driven down the administrative costs, and we've passed those savings directly to schools.
How hard was that?
Every school, every school district in Montana is experiencing budget constraints, and we are a reflection of public schools. So Bridge Health Alliance is a very lean and mean fighting machine. We have a staff of 9, and I am so thrilled with the staff that we've been able to put together, the expertise, the passion. 4 of our staff members, including myself, have spouses who work in public schools. But it was honestly, Tom, it was not that difficult to drive down the administrative expenses because from day one, we had both the beauty and the challenge of starting something of this magnitude from scratch. And we had the opportunity, which rarely exists in this space, to hit the reset button, to ask those what if questions. And sometimes those answers might have been no, but we at least were able to ask them in creating a model that was intently focused on breaking the profit motives in insurance today and benefiting all of our public schools. So driving down administrative expense, you do that through size and scale, of course, but we also did it intentionally in a way that returns that value to schools.
Do you have any receipts on that at this early point?
Yeah, so one of the neat things that we were able to do, but also a challenge, was we delivered approximately 285 cost proposals last fall to schools all across the state, schools of all sizes. Mm. And as I mentioned earlier, we were able to secure signed participation agreements with 243 school districts in more than covering more than 15,000 employees.
Yeah.
But what we saw in terms of our cost proposals, on average, and I say on average because we had to be very good stewards of this $40 million taxpayer incentive, and we actually did not use a single cent of the $40 million in any of our cost proposals.
Good.
But rather, we leveraged the collective size, driving down the expenses, et cetera. But what we saw across the state, Tom, is approximately a 5% reduction over the school district's current costs, and these were for proposals that were guaranteed for the 26-27 school year. So when you account that the average increase from year to year in the commercial market is approximately a 10% increase in premiums, we're approximately 15% lower on average than schools would have been without Bridged.
So let me get this right. And I'm sure David Beatty and other representatives and lawmakers want to hear that again, too. You were able to create, so they created this trust fund, so to speak, $40 million, and you have been able to create this program without touching that money at this point?
That's exactly right. We knew from day one that $40 million was intended to be the seed money for reserves to stabilize costs long term. What we were able to achieve based on a sized down model of health insurance, one that again strips out most of the profit incentives, was approximately a 15% savings on average across the state for premiums. Now, I will say this too, Tom, that from the beginning, this conversation was never simply about one renewal cycle or one pricing exercise. We were not just in it to save schools money for 1 year. Any company across the planet could do that if they really wanted to, right? They could come in, have some really low prices for 1 year, and then correct the ship, so to speak, in future years. But with Bridged, it was about whether public schools could come together and build something structurally different, something that was designed around long-term sustainability, transparency, and stewardship of school resources. And that's ultimately what I'm most proud about, is that we've been able to devise a model that not only delivers savings, but creates stability for the long term in an environment that has been anything but stable and predictable.
See, Montanans, see, if we put our heads to it, we can do it. We can do it better than I think a lot of folks out there. I'm raising this flag up the flagpole, too. I think that's really good to see that initially here, too. And so I'm encouraged about where this will go. I've got a treat for you tomorrow. Steve Arviscow is back in studio, former economic developer, retired, and now he gets to guest host every now and again. And we're the beneficiaries of that. So Steve in studio. I know tomorrow it's Brian Bird from Northwestern Energy. A ton of energy issues going on here. We're talking healthcare being so complicated. Energy is pretty complicated nowadays, too. You'll get some, hopefully, some clarification on some things as well. Data centers will be on board. So Brian Bird, Chief Executive Officer for Northwestern Energy tomorrow with Steve Arviscow. We'll be talking economic development with Steve on Thursday. And he's got Todd O'Hare on Friday as well. And they're opposed to this, what they call the Montana plan. I don't like to call it that, but there's an initiative out there. We talked about that. Todd will get on. We had Jeff Mangan on, who's a supporter, and this is I-194 again, not to get too deep into that, but that's upcoming here. Let's finish up with John Doran here, Executive Director of Bridged Health Alliance. John, I appreciate this, and I'm looking at these numbers as I talked about being kind of a numbers geek. There are a lot of people here, 415 school districts. You have engaged and have people now on board here, 243 of those districts. That's a large number, I think, and 15,000 employees when you look at families as well. There is a good ceiling. Well, I don't know what the ceiling, what to call it here, but there's an upside to more and more people coming on board. It doesn't happen, you know, by itself. There were a lot of people involved, and I know you wanted to thank a few of them and mention too.
Yeah.
You know, school teachers and why this is an area of focus.
You know, this, I think why Bridge matters so much is that, as we've seen over the past 5 years, the cost of health insurance has significantly outpaced the raises that public school employees have received, to the point where those employees are taking home less money now than they did 5 years ago. And so that just underscores the significant need for a different model, something that's built different, something that only focuses on public schools and their health benefits. And it really wouldn't have come to pass without Representative Beattie again leading the charge, a wide bipartisan passage in the legislature. Governor Gianforte supported this bill from the get-go and signed it into law. Superintendent Hedelin, they really found a creative solution for the rising health insurance costs. But, you know, we've done so much in a short amount of time to not only validate the new trust, but also to stand it up. And I just have to commend State Auditor Jim Brown and his team for an exhaustive and extensive regulatory approval process up to and following the formal validation of Bridged Health Alliance on March 9th. They've been an exceptional partner in making sure that this will work for the long term for schools. But in short, and I have to give all the credit to my small but mighty Bridge team here, we did the impossible. There were a lot of people who believed we couldn't do it, that it just couldn't be done. And yet we maintained this mentality of want to bet. And we remain convicted today that this is the absolute right path forward for schools, and that together we are making a meaningful difference. But ultimately, Tom, I'm most proud of the public schools themselves. Administrators, employees, school boards, trustees, they all recognize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they came together en masse to make it happen. And Bridge is off to a sprinting start, and the future is bright. And really, this has been the personal and professional endeavor of a lifetime, and I'm just humbled beyond belief to have the opportunity to be a part of this.
Well, thank you for expressing it that way, too, and I just love Montanans. I love that attitude about it. I've only got a minute left here, John, but what do you see down the road? How do we tackle healthcare, you know, generically, so to speak?
Bridge is going to continue to be flexible. We're going to continue to respond in the way our schools need us. And we're going to continue to have the foresight to think beyond what is possible today. I think Bridge has the opportunity to really drive a new model, not only in Montana, but potentially even across this great country. And so we're proud of what we've created. We intend to see it grow in the right way, and that is in a way that benefits schools for the long haul.
Is there any finagling at the legislature that needs to be done about it?
No, I think the legislature did a fantastic job in really setting the blueprint. And again, the state auditor's office has done a remarkable job in living up to its expectation to make sure that this is going to work for public schools for forever.
Well, I can just see that you guys having to send almost every page of those proposals, and you put a million of them out there to make sure that it was going to fly. And Jim Brown's office says, yeah, let's get it and let's do it right from the get-go. It's a good start.
Yeah, and I just think that really speaks to the commitment that our public officials have for public education across the state as well. They really lived up to their end of the bargain.
Well, good job, John Doran, and everybody there. And we'll keep tabs on you, okay?
That sounds great, Tom. Thanks so much for having me on and really talking about something bright in public education today.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.